Good morning, everyone. How are you today? I hope you had a good night. How was your night? Anyway, I'm sure God has woken us up this morning to be healthy, hale and hearty, and we're going to have an amazing day. Today, I want to ask you a question. Why are you here? As in, why are you on earth? What is your purpose? Have you ever sat down to think and ask yourself why you are here? Or what are you actually doing here? I always ask this question most times when I'm speaking to people. I ask them to introduce themselves to me 10 years from now. I mean, if I met you 10 years from now, how would you introduce yourself to me? And first I get a blank stare, then I get a, okay, maybe this and that. Now, a lot of us have not even thought about 5 years from now, 10 years from now, or 20 years from now, where we want to be. Now, how are we going to get anything done if we don't have a plan? If you just wake up every morning, put on your clothes and go to work and come back, where are you going? What's your mission? What's your vision? What's your aim? What do you want to be in life? What's the roadmap? It's like saying you want to go from A to B. You don't know how to get there, and yet you haven't plotted and planned. What's going to happen? You're going to get lost. Life is like a journey that we've never taken before. We don't even know where we're going to end up. We have all these plans and visions and dreams of where we want to be, but we don't actually know where we're going to be. So a roadmap to get there is what we need. Our vision, our mission, our plan. Your vision is where you want to be. Your mission is how you're going to get there. Everybody needs to sit down and think about this, and then you pray towards your vision and then your mission so that you won't get lost along the way. The problem with everybody today is that we walk too hard. You know, we keep walking, we walk. We acquire all this money, get all these properties and stuff, and we don't even have time to enjoy it. Have you not seen how people go to work at 7 a.m. in the morning, come back at 10 a.m., they spend millions on building a big mansion, and they only get to spend a few hours sleeping in it, and they leave and go. Partners don't even have time. The wife is working 9 to 5. The husband is working 9 to 10 p.m. The children are with nannies all the time. And at the end of the day, nobody gets to enjoy each other. Now, the Dalai Lama said that we spend all our time looking for wealth, and then we spend that wealth to cure our health. And I can understand that. When you get so much money, you fall ill, then you spend that money to get better. What is the point of that? We need to sit back and think about our lives. A lot of us, the first thing we think about is money, money, money. Money isn't everything. You will see that the minute you get it. You're striving to be a billionaire and a millionaire. When you get there, you find out that money doesn't make you happy. You need to be happy. You need to be healthy. You need to spend time. I'm not asking you not to walk. I'm not asking you not to make money. But at the same time, go through life and enjoy life. We get into so much debt. We buy cars we can't pay for. We build houses we can't afford. And then we struggle every single day of our lives trying to pay for those things, and we never get to enjoy them. Doesn't that actually sound strange to you? It does to me. You know, I was speaking to someone and he said there was a story of a man who was very wealthy, and he went to the village. And when he got there, he found his friend who he wasn't at home, and said he had gone to his farm. And when he got to his farm, the man had built a nice little hut there. And in front of him, he had palm wine, and he was eating bush meat, and invited his friend to join him. And this friend who came from the city sat with him, and they ate and drank together. And then the one from the city said to the one in the village, "My friend, why are you still in this village? I don't understand. Look at the bushes around you, animals, this and that. Look, let me take you to the city. I will get you a flat. I will set you up and everything. And then, you know, you can enjoy the life of the city." And do you know what the village said, a friend said? He laughed and said, "Oh my gosh. Well, you know, the person who said to me, I should try and get you land so you can build a house in the village so you can come back and retire and enjoy the life of the village. What is there to enjoy in the city? You build houses you don't live in. You walk every day. You fall ill. You inhale carbon monoxide all the time. You don't eat well. You don't sleep well. You live in fear of armed robbers, of kidnappers. What do I want to do in the city? Every morning I wake up, I come to my farm, I walk a bit, I sit down, I get some yam out of the ground, I roast it, I mix it with tomatoes and pepper. I eat fresh every day. Look over there, that's my vegetable patch. Look over there, that's my fruit patch. Look over there, that's my yam, my coco yam, my sweet potato. I get pounded, yam is pounded for me. My wife comes here, plucks vegetables, gets some tomatoes, pepper, mixes it together. She doesn't even use a blender, she uses a stone, she cooks it. And there are my traps, my bushmeats are waiting. I eat healthy. I have never been sick. My blood pressure is 120 over 60. I drink palm wine every morning and I'm fine. There's nothing wrong with me. Every time you come and see me, I watch you down 7-8 pills 3 times a day. You have high blood pressure, you have diabetes, and you have heart palpitations. Now tell me, who has a better life, you or me? Thank you, I am fine. You are gonna go away and come back here and meet me. Why am I leaving? What is the point? Now, that is the point. I'm not asking you to go live in the village, but I'm thinking, when you're 65, when you're 70, what are you going to regret? Are you going to regret that you never actually lived? You just went through life? Because that's what most of us are doing right now. We're just walking, 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 hoping that by the time we're 50, 60, we will sit back and enjoy it. But who says we're going to live that long? Anything can happen. Why don't you sit back and change the way you go and live and enjoy your life? Some of you, your wives complain you don't have time for them. Some of you, your husbands complain you don't have time for them. Your children complain you don't have time for them. What are you doing? These children grow up so fast. Before you know it, they're in university and they're out of your lives. And they look back and think, we never knew our mom and dad. The housemaid raised us. And then you blame them when they don't turn out right. What are you doing? You need to sit back and think about these things. For those of us who are married, well, I guess we can adjust. For those who aren't married, think about this. Make a decision today to change your life, to enjoy life more. For those of us who are single and those of us who are married, divorced, or whatever you are, you can still enjoy life because you're still alive. And God has kept you for a reason. Sit back and think about it and ask yourself and ask God, why am I here? What am I doing? A lot of us can't answer that question. If they ask you today, how would you introduce yourself 10 years from now? What would you say? When you're gone and buried, what would they say about you? What did you do in this life? What did you achieve? What was your purpose? What impact did you leave? Now I want you to think about that. God bless you. Have an amazing day. Don't forget to be a blessing and make a difference. I love you guys, and I'll speak to you tomorrow. Bye.